So today's scripture reading is from Hebrews. Is that you? From Hebrews 12, which Gary is now going to share with all of us.
Alrighty. So if everyone can turn in your Bibles to Hebrews 12:1, and that is found on page 852 in your pew Bibles. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. This is the word of the Lord.
All right, so it's me now, right?
Yep.
Thanks. All right. Whew. Hopefully I won't. So Gary shared... my whole sermon, actually, with the illustration. So I guess now we'll just do like a question and answer session because I don't really have anything else to add that was so well done. Any questions? So here's the picture. When we read the scripture, it says that I get this picture of these guys running, right? And they're running the race. And, you know, the scripture's saying, look, this is a serious thing. If there's anything that's going to be a hindrance to you, baggy clothes, whatever, you just get rid of those things, man, and just run the race like you have to win it. And that's kind of the picture that I want us to have as I tell this story, because I will be honest with you, the last time I actually ran was when I was in the Army. I am not a runner. You can probably tell, I'm not a runner. You know, I'm like, hey, I got to get up early before church and run. That's not me. Eggs and bacon for breakfast. So that's like, got to get up early so I can have breakfast. Now that's me. But anyhow, last time I ran was in the Army. And I will tell you that there are people that run and they say, you know, after you've run for so long, you break through the wall and you get like a runner's high. Has anyone experienced this runner's high? All right, yeah, just a couple people. I have no idea. I have no idea what that is like. I will tell you that even when I was in the Army, I ran on pure hate. That's a strong word, but I'm like, I can't believe I have to run. So I was never really much of a runner. But when we were in the Army, we would run typically about 2 miles. So every morning we'd get up and we'd run 2 miles. Yay, whatever. On some days, I like to call them bonus fun days, on bonus fun days in the Army, we got to do what we called a ruck run. And so we would, in addition to our PT, you know, little sweat uniform that we wear, you could throw on a rucksack and your boots and grab a weapon, and you got to run in the woods. Yay, that's even funner for me. So we would get to run in the woods, and those were typically about 5 miles. I think they really just wanted to prove a point. But anyhow, every once in a while we got to do these awesome ruck runs, and the story I'm going to tell you today is about one of those ruck runs. Here's where we are. When I was in the Army, we had what we call an Alice pack, and it basically was this. So if you look on the front of your bulletin, there's like a rucksack that you would wear on your back. But when I was in, I'm dating myself, we had two parts to your typical rucksack. There would be an Alice frame. There would be this metal frame that you strapped on your back that had the shoulder, you know, and there would be some separation between your back and your shoulders, and then the rucksack itself. And then you would put the rucksack on the frame, and then that would be what you would use to carry your load. And I will tell you that if you wear that frame correctly, then you can carry a lot more weight on your shoulders. It's kind of a nice thing. Your typical load would be about 40 pounds. So you'd carry 40 pounds worth of accoutrement on your shoulders, right? A little bit more if you snuck food out to the field. A little bit less if you didn't want to carry stuff out to the field. Your combat load would be about 100 pounds. But when we ran, you could put whatever you want in the rucksack. They didn't weigh it. So it was really just about looking good. So we would shove pillows in there, right? And so I would say that the typical, when we were doing a ruck run, not that 5 miles by itself isn't pretty impressive, right, with your weapon. But we would put, that might be 5 pounds, you know, if you threw a couple pillows in there so it looked cool. But there was this guy in my platoon. His name was Sergeant Leal. And Sergeant Leal was hardcore. Sergeant Leal felt like he had to prove that he could do everything on his own. Hey, Sergeant Leal, you need a hand with that? No, I've got this. I totally got this. This is mine, you know. Hey, do you need a, no, I got this. And so Sergeant Leal showed up for our ruck run wearing an Alice pack. Now, he had taken off the rucksack part of it, and he had strapped on a 5-gallon water jug, right? And so a 5-gallon water jug is a pretty big, right? And he'd had it, and it's full of water, and he took off his rucksack, and he strapped the 5-gallon water jug to the frame, and he's wearing that on his back. And I think to myself, Sergeant Leal, you're the man. I mean, whoa, that is amazing. Here I am with a rucksack full of pillows, do you know what I mean? But Sergeant Leal is going for it with a 5-gallon water jug strapped to his back. And, you know, and in my head, I'm like, let's give this guy a slow clap. You know, Sergeant Leal, you are the man. And so, this was before, but you're not going to believe this. I've not been a Christian my whole life. It's true. I didn't become a Christian until I met my wife, who, you know, prayed for me really hard, and apparently her prayers work. So that was but I remember a time in my life where I wasn't really a Christian. I didn't go to church, and I didn't read the Bible, but I'm surprised how much God was still with me. And these life lessons happened, even though I wasn't really aware of it. And so I think of Sergeant Leal sometimes as, instead of this hardcore, hard-charging, slow-clap, deserving sergeant who was in my platoon, I think of him sometimes as a stubborn Christian. A Christian who thinks, you know what, I don't need anyone's help. I can do this. I don't even need God's help. I'm not going to even pray about this because, you know what, God wants me to be self-sufficient. And so all these burdens that happen in your life, you put in this 5-gallon water jug and you strap it to your back and you say, this is my burden to carry. And so we start running, and about a mile and a half into this run, guess what happens to Sergeant Leal? He's not as tough as he thought he was, man. He is having a hard time and he falls out of the run. Well, I will tell you that at Fort Bragg, as part of the 18th Airborne Corps, you don't fall out of runs. Not without everybody in your platoon getting in trouble. And so when he falls out, we all stop and we're like, hey, what's going on? And my sergeant says, everybody's got to take a turn carrying this rucksack. And now I think to myself, from, man, Sergeant Leal, you're awesome. And I'm like, I'm going to kill you, Sergeant Leal. Like, come on, man. I can barely make this thing on my own. Now I got to carry your 5-gallon water jug? Man, you're killing me. You know, but again, you know what? That's okay. Because here's a scripture that I want to share with you. Galatians 6:2. It says this: carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2. How can I be mad at Sergeant Leal? This is my job, is to help him carry this burden. Right? It's in the Bible. I wrote it down on this index card. It has to be true. So now I'm like, all right, I guess that's what we do, right? We carry each other's burdens. Isn't that what it means to be a Christian, to carry each other's burdens? And you know what? There are times where I thank God for Galatians 6:2, because there are things in my life that I couldn't handle by myself. And I've had family and friends and brothers and sisters in Christ come alongside me, that I've had people that I don't even know sometimes come alongside me and help carry some of the burdens. And you know what? And I'm glad to do it for other people if I get the chance. And so Galatians 6:2 says, carry each other's burdens. And that would be a fine sermon in itself. And I could walk out of here and you guys would be like, yeah, that's a good guy. But I like to talk, so I'm not done quite yet, because that's not the lesson I want you to have, even though that would be an awesome lesson, right? So now I'm seeing this water jug go from person to person to person, and I'm thinking to myself, it's going to come to me pretty soon. It's going to come to me pretty soon. And so people would run, you know, like quarter mile, half a mile, they'd get tired, they'd stop, and somebody else would pick up. And so we'd swap these rucksacks, and I'm just thinking, man, that thing's going to come to me pretty soon. And so when it finally comes to me, here's what I decide. And I don't know what happened. I would like to think that God spoke to me and said, John, here's what I want you to do. But I don't think it was that. I think it was just desperation. Because when it was my turn to carry that rucksack, I unstrapped it from the frame, flipped it upside down, locked it back in, and took the cap off the bottom, right? So when I put it on, it was leaking. I mean, it was leaking like a... But after about 100 yards, I'm like, I'll carry this the rest of the way. You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, I was like, yeah, this is great, you know? So the back of my pants are all wet, but who cares, you know? So now I'm thinking to myself, this is, you know, like, I am not, and that's biblical. Now that's biblical. That's Hebrews biblical. That's run the race like you want to win this sucker, right? If you have a burden that you are carrying needlessly, that is not yours to carry. I give you permission to lay that down. I give you permission to take whatever burden that you have and put it at the cross of Jesus, because that's not what you're about. And people are like, I don't have any burdens. I'm like, really? Do you not have any burdens? My wife talks to me sometimes. She's like, John, you never hold a grudge, do you? And I say, no, not really. Do you know why? It's not because I'm a nice person or I'm mature. Like, it's because I'm lazy. Because you have to carry a grudge, right? That to me implies some sort of physical effort. I got to carry this grudge. I'm like, well, I don't feel like carrying anything, you know? So I won't even carry groceries in from the car. Why would I carry a grudge, right? But some of us, we decide that we have to carry these burdens. We have to carry this grudge. We have to carry that anger. We have to carry that guilt. And I promise you, the Bible says that is not our burden to carry. You have permission to lay that down and continue the race. Do you think as a specialist in the United States Army that I got in trouble for unscrewing that cap and running with an empty? I did not. I got a commendation, actually. And here's why, and I thought about it years later, and here's what I think happened. At some point in time, my platoon sergeant knew that he would have to take a turn carrying that thing, and he was like, thank goodness for Shindell. Thank goodness that there was an example of somebody who's able to lay down his burdens and run the race that was set out for him. And so that's my challenge for you today. What is it that you're carrying needlessly? Is it anger? Is it guilt? Is it somebody? Is that something? Whatever it is, you have permission to lay that down. Nobody's going to reprimand you. You're not going to be in trouble. Sometimes you think that you have to be Sergeant Leal-like and put on this show of I can handle these things by myself. But two things. First of all, you don't have to handle it by yourself. You can start by sharing that burden. You can start by going to your brothers and sisters in Christ, your friends and your family, and you can start to share that burden. And you know what? Your yoke becomes lighter. There's a scripture that says, I'll just read it for you since you can check the veracity of it, right? So where is it? Da-da-da. So Matthew 11:28-30 says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And I don't know if his yoke is easy or his burden is light, but this is what I know about distributing weight, that if you share the load with somebody else, then your burden does become lighter. And if you share the load with somebody who's way stronger than you, then it becomes lighter still. So if you share the load with the eternal God of the universe, how much do you think you really need to carry? But there's no matter how small that is, there's a better step. You don't have to carry anything at all. God gives you permission to take that burden and give it to him and let him do the heavy lifting. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for today, Lord. I thank you that we have an opportunity right now to take whatever is on our hearts, Lord, whatever burdens us, whatever guilt we have, whatever anger, misunderstandings, whatever it is, Lord, we give them to you, Lord. We take them off of our backs and we put them down and we continue the race. Father, give us the strength to run. Give us the strength to finish strong. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.